الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of our new series, The Sin of Backbiting. In this episode, we will cover different punishments related to backbiting, different examples of backbiting used in our society, and some parables related to backbiting, inshallah azza wa jal. Before starting our episode, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi, صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. The beloved and blessed Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has stated, whoever recites Salat upon me 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. سبحان الله عز وجل. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم سيدنا عيسى روح الله على نبينا وعليه الصلاة والسلام was once traveling somewhere. On the way, he saw Shaitan carrying honey in one of his hands and ash in the other. سيدنا عيسى روح الله على نبينا وعليه الصلاة والسلام asked Shaitan, O enemy of Allah عز وجل, what purpose does this honey and ash serve you? Shaitan replied, I put the honey on the lips of the backbiter so he may further indulge in it. And I put ash on the faces of the orphans so that people would despise them. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, indeed, backbiting has a unique attractiveness. The one who is addicted to this chronic disease remains restless until he mentions someone's fault. And when he blurts something out, only then he attains satisfaction. But this satisfaction is the cause of many forms of restlessness. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from this elusive and terrifying satisfaction and grant us yearning in attaining true devotion to himself and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The poet says, Mere dil ko darde ulfat wo sukoon de ilahi Meri be qarariyon ko na kabhi qarar aaye Ya ilahi, grant my heart a yearning for devotion and that peace, my restlessness in this regard may never come to cease. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to another parable related to backbiting. Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by a dead mule. When he told some of his companions to eat this to your full appetite is better than eating the flesh that is backbiting of your Muslim brother. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi heard someone backbiting, upon which he said, refrain from backbiting because this is a curry made of dogs resembling humans. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the one oppressed at Karbala, Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi expressed this opinion of resemblance to the curry made of human-like dogs because the Quran and Hadith have likened backbiting as eating the flesh of the dead. And since dogs chew and eat the carcass, therefore men have become like dogs and have distanced themselves from their own kind. If they were humans, they would behave like humans and have humanistic tendencies. They would not backbite and would not eat the flesh of anyone like dogs do. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is relayed that some people in hell will be confined in chests made of fire. When they request for relief, the chests will be opened and the flames will reach the people of hell, who will then proclaim simultaneously, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, curse the people in the chests. They took advantage of women's private parts through haram means." On page 229 of Asma Qadariya, the 300-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, it is cited, when Allah Azza wa Jal created paradise, He, Allah Azza wa Jal, ordered it to speak, and it stated, "Whoever enters within me will be successful." To that Allah Azza wa Jal replied, "I swear by my reverence and exaltedness that 8 types of people will not enter within you." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, listen carefully. 8 types of people will not enter paradise. Number 1, habitual alcoholic. Number 2, persistent fornicator. Number 3, tale teller. Number 4, the youth. Number 5, oppressive soldier. Number 6, inush. Number 7, one who breaks off relations. And 8, one who swears by Allah's name that he would do such and such, but does not act upon it. After relating this narration, Sayyidina Allama ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi explained that persisting on fornication does not only refer to the one who commits adultery all the time, nor does habitual drunkard refer only to that person who drinks all the time. It also incorporates all those individuals who do not stop themselves with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal when they have alcohol readily available. Likewise, it is also including those people who do not control their carnal desires, who do not control their nafs and stop themselves when they get an opportunity to fulfill their despicable desire. Surely, their destination is hell. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the companion Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has warned us, "Eyes also fornicate. Therefore, it is essential to safeguard the eyes." Hujjatul Islam Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has stated, "One who does not possess enough control to close his eyes cannot guard his private parts." Allahu Akbar Kabira, Tubu ila Allah, Astaghfirullah. It is narrated that on the day of judgment, molten lead will be poured into the eyes of those individuals who look at the beauty of a non-mahram woman with lust. Another narration, Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali relayed, "One who fills his eyes with the haram, his eyes will be filled with fire on the day of judgment." Sayyidina Allama ibn Jawzi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi says, "Displaying the beauty of a woman is one of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. A needle of fire will be passed in the eyes of those who do not safeguard their eyes from non-mahram women." It is stated, Allah Azza wa Jal sent a revelation towards Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, "O Musa, I have freed 3 kinds of eyes from hell. Number 1, the eyes which stay guard in my path. Number 2, eyes which refrain from haram. And number 3, the eye that shed tears out of my fear." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. There is one reward for every deed except for the tears, which will be rewarded with blessings, forgiveness and entry into paradise, and nothing less than that. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Let's listen to another narration. A man approached the blessed company of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and inquired, I only fast for 1 month and no more, and I pray only 5 times a day and no more. I neither qualify to pay zakah or performing hajj pilgrimage, nor do I qualify to perform nafil hajj. Ya Rasulullah, where will I go after I die? The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam smiled and replied, you will be with me in paradise as long as you safeguard your heart from two, envy and dishonesty, and you prevent your tongue from two, lies and backbiting, and you save your eyes from two, those sights which have been made haram by Allah Azza wa Jal, and from looking down upon any Muslim with disdain. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you heard the above narration. To adopt the mindset of preventing the tongue from backbiting and the eyes from sinful glances, try to make a habit of traveling with the Madani Qaflas of Dawat-e-Islami and strive to lead your lives according to the principles laid out in the Nek A'mal booklet. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will be successful in both the worlds. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, to persuade you to calling towards righteousness through your individual efforts, listen to the following Madani parable of a brother from Faisalabad, Punjab, Pakistan. He says, I was a student of Dars-e-Nizami at a local religious institution. Occasionally, an Islamic brother from Punjab would come to visit his maternal uncle who resided close to our institution. He would visit our school during his stay and would try to call us towards righteousness. He became my friend. He used to tell me about his righteous Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. The Islamic brother says that listening to him, I became an admirer of Dawat-e-Islami, and upon his invitation, I had the opportunity to attend my first weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima in Faizan-e-Madina of Faisalabad. On my very first visit, the Muballigh, the preacher, addressed the congregation on the blessings and the benefits of wearing an imamah. I was so motivated by the speech that I bought an imamah right away and adorned my head with it. I also bought a copy of Faizan-e-Sunnat and soon afterwards started giving dars from it at our local masjid. As time passed, I adopted the complete Madani attire as well. I used to take all other students along with me. The following week, our group grew to 12. I also traveled with the Madani Qafla and also started doing various righteous Madani works. In 1994, I was appointed as the admin of Madrasatul Madina, Faizan-e-Madina in Faisalabad. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, up until the time of writing this letter, I am a member of the administrative body of Madrasatul Madina of Punjab province. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant me steadfastness in the righteous Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you realize how the individual efforts of one Islamic brother towards a student led to such amazing results that he embraced the righteous Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami? Individual inspirational effort is relatively easier than congregational invitation because not everyone can deliver a speech in front of a crowd. On the other hand, everyone can take part in inspiring and calling others towards righteousness, whether they are skilled at public speaking or not. It is an easy way to earn virtues. Therefore, keep calling others towards righteousness and keep gaining treasures of virtuous deeds. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Oh Allah, oh Allah, backbiting. Oh Allah, protect our tongues from backbiting.